You already know what it is. It's your boy A&R for the Streets. Welcome to the A&R for the Streets podcast.
A&R for the Streets.
We got TNT ladies in the house real quick. You already know what it is, man. The hottest up and coming female group in the city in Canada. You already know we lit. What's popping? What's popping, man? Yo, shout out to TNT ladies in the group. TNT ladies, what's popping?
What's up?
What's up?
What's good?
You guys good? How you guys doing?
We're good. We're lit. A lot of things going on this side.
I feel you. I seen you guys been working and putting a lot of work in the city. You feel me? Like in a short period of time, you guys got been making a lot of noise. You know, from somebody from outside looking in, I really applaud you guys for going super hard on your craft. You know what I mean?
Appreciate it.
You guys take that shit real serious. So shout out to your whole team for that. So I'll definitely give that to you guys. So how you guys been doing? Like, how's life treating you guys throughout this whole COVID time? Like, how you guys been able to kind of like stay focused and staying creative and going super hard on your music?
Literally just that. Like, COVID opened up the doors for us to really sit down and work on our craft.
You know? Definitely helped us out, because before this, we were really busy. You know, we wouldn't have as much time to focus just on the music if it wasn't for COVID. You know, it opened up a lot of doors and allowed us to get to a lot of places and for us to grow to this point that we are already.
It's kept us real focused, you know.
Facts. For people that don't know you guys, are you able to kind of like tell us a little bit about yourself, your name, and where you're from as well?
Oh, for sure. So we're TNT ladies. I'm Talents of TNT ladies,
and I'm Taylee.
Okay.
And we are from the West End of Toronto, you know, just trying to make a way, pretty much. Make a way.
That's dope. I remember you guys being like models from back in the day. I also seen you guys back in the day on Pings. I forgot the name of the song. That's why I remember seeing you guys at first. And I seen you guys doing music now. Do you find that making the transitions from being a model to an artist, you guys being in music videos and things like that, do you find inspiration from that made you guys want to do, oh, you know what, maybe I could do this music shit, let me focus and make that transition to music? Does being in music really inspire and influence you guys?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Surrounded by it, seeing it, the process and everything.
Yeah. 100%. It also gave us like a bit of an advantage to being around all these different like music video shoots.
Yeah.
The sets and stuff, kind of see how everything plays out. And, you know, we just looked at it like, this is definitely something that we can do, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a lot easier transitioning from models into and video vixens, being rappers and being on screen and, you know, cameras, the confidence and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. The confidence is already built up.
Yeah. You know? Exactly.
Okay. That's dope. So since you guys already had that chemistry from before, so that's why I made you guys decided to start a duo type of thing, to start a group together.
Definitely.
You guys been friends and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We started TNT Ladies like 6 years ago, right?
Yeah.
We met through Instagram actually, and we kind of just linked up like really on the same like brainwave, just, you know, like let's make a band together and let's, you know, be a duo. And it's worked out well for us, especially like not having any like history or friendship before the business.
Yeah.
We were literally business partners before being friends. The friendship kind of built along the way.
Okay.
And I think that was important before doing something like music, because music is a whole different thing. There's a lot more time put into it. There's a lot more money and a lot more things that you wouldn't go into with a stranger, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely right about that, because from what I've been seeing, you guys been putting a lot of money, a lot of work in your craft. Your music videos been looking crazy. You guys spent a lot of time on your production, so I definitely give you guys that as well. You know what I mean? Like, keep up the great work when it comes to that. And so how would you guys describe the type of music you make? Because I feel like in the city, that's different with this. The chromas you guys are competing with, there's this, there's that. Like, what kind of music that make you guys stand apart from everyone else? Why should people pay attention to you guys? You feel me?
I mean, our sound is very different, very unique. I think that we're more so, right now, we have more so of a drill sound than like, you know, all these, what these girls usually rap about. We're rapping different.
Yeah, like that's the drill song is really what they're gonna hear from us a little more, like coming in. As like when we started our like four videos, what is it, fifth video now? Yeah, on our fifth video now. And I think each video we kind of give people new vibes, you know, and that's also just us being new artists. We're kind of trying to find our sound still. Yeah. So yeah, we're kind facts. Of we're not really just focused on one type of sound. We're kind of playing around with different types of sounds and see what we really like the most and what we sound the best on. And you know, we're trying it out with the people.
Yeah, literally. You know, you guys are hearing us.
Going through it, exactly.
We're bringing our viewers along.
I think TNT, everybody's always pleased to see like the creativity. Our videos are never really boring to watch. We always have something going on. Even besides the music, we try to like show people our character. We'll go on our lives. We'll try to do little things for people to
interact
with us. You know, we don't just want to be just dropping music and just saying fuck with us. Like no, we want you to actually love who we are as well, so that you love our music even more.
Oh, that's dope. At least you guys are thinking about the fans. That's one thing I realized about artists. They just put out music and everybody's just gonna love them. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like you really gotta connect with the people that's fucking with you.
Yeah.
So like I'm glad you guys are learning that, already know about that from the beginning stage of your career and not do it like later on. You know what I mean? It's good to engage with the people that support you. So that's a real message that you guys are putting out there, for real.
Yeah.
But yeah, just looking at your Spotify and all the songs that you released previously, right? I would say since looking at the streams, I would say Every Time is your best song because it has about 100,000 streams. So would you say, is that a sound that you guys gonna go mostly with? Because that's what people resonate with. That's what people were listening to when it comes to the beat and the production and things like that.
I think Every Time is an amazing song, a great song, but we definitely have more music out there that I think, you know, can even top that, so it's not one of those things like, okay, people like this, so we're going to go and stick with this. Yeah. It's more like, I think you guys are going to like our new stuff even better.
Yeah,
each like, time we drop something, it has to be better.
Yeah, we still have more that they haven't heard. We have more in the vault, you know. Mm-hmm. We have more to drop, so we still have more testing to do, so to say. Mm-hmm. Like,
dope. Okay,
you know,
so you guys are still testing the sound and still trying to see what else could hit out there. You know what I mean?
We don't want to be predictable, you know.
Okay, sick. You're right about that. And you just released the song All Smoke. You just released that. You dropped the video. I promoted that on my page as well. I think it's really dope. So tell us a little bit more about your recent release and what is it about? What's the song is about? Yeah, the one you just released recently. What message are you trying to like put out there with that song?
That's it. Okay, I would say All Smoke really focuses on us going head to head with not only our competition but ourselves. You know, we're in this game and we're battling who we were yesterday and like the song that we put out previously. You know, we're just trying to get better than where we were the last time. I think that's really what All Smoke really focuses on. You know, people might not see it as that after that, but really and truly, like, you know, there's competition out here, obviously. You know, we want to be the best in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're also battling ourselves and, you know, trying to get better and better.
Yeah.
So that's
but we're also saying that, we're also saying that TNT Ladies is coming for everything. I think people still kind of underestimated us before dropping All Smoke. Like the I'm going based on the feedback that we're getting off of dropping All Smoke yesterday.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people are like shocked, like, wow, like you guys can really switch it up. Like you guys are really getting better. Like you guys are really progressing and you guys really surprised us and this and that. So it's like, like we're trying to show you guys that we're not here to play, you know?
Because what people don't understand is that we're really new to this. Like we literally just hopped to the studio back in February. Like it has not been that long, you know? We haven't been in the game a year yet and we're doing everything that we need to do in order to progress. Like we've gotten so far in such a little bit of time. So, you know, they're sleeping on us now, but just imagine like where we're going to be next year.
Yeah, no, I definitely give it to you guys. You guys really been working. Like I said, the production level on your music videos, really what catch my attention. You know what I mean? It's like it wasn't no regular. You guys are actually, your budget is really up there. So that's why I tell a lot of artists, if you're coming in the game, you're trying to stand out, you gotta spend some money. If your song is not like the popping song, but like the video gonna make people wanna watch it and keep
more. You gotta invest in yourself, right? Yeah, and that's what we came into this game wanting to do, because you know, transitioning from models to artists, we already knew that maybe people are not gonna take us seriously because we were just, you know, we were models and video vixens in their eyes, and you know, so if we're gonna come into this, we gotta come hard, you know, and we gotta have everything planned out and organized, and so that people can really take us seriously, you know.
Mm-hmm. Facts. I definitely give it to you guys, because a lot of artists always wonder why they're stuck in one place, because you're not investing in yourself, my nigga. You're doing that $50 budget video, so you think people gonna check for that? Nah, bro. Like, this is a real serious game. You really gotta put money in there to actually, like, because it's really a competition when you think about it. If your shit is not popping, you're not investing the right of money, not a lot of people are gonna check for your shit. Because really, Six Buzz just put you guys on the best female post or whatever it may be. So if you guys were just doing none of that, like, you wouldn't be getting attention of these big blogs. You know what I mean?
100%. Exactly.
Like, how do you feel about with this old post? Like, do you find that you guys deserve to be female artists of the year?
Of course. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Nobody has come harder than us
all year.
Like, some of these girls, even in their whole career, they haven't been as consistent as we have been.
They haven't put in as much work as we have been. They haven't put in as much money as we have been. Like, really and truly. Like,
and so I definitely think we're artists of the year, like, or female artists of the year. We've been consistent. We've been giving the good visuals. We've been coming with the bars, especially for new artists. We've definitely have shown that we're serious about this, and we're taking off. You know, we've done the footwork, we've done the handing out business cards, we've done the traveling to this place and that place. Like, we've done that, you know. And like she said, a lot of artists that have been doing this for years haven't even made moves that we have made.
I like the confidence. You feel me? If you're not seeing yourself as the best, then who the hell is going to tell you the best? You got to tell yourself you're the best. You feel me? So I like the confidence for sure. Another question I wanted to ask you guys. I'm not even going to keep you guys on here for too long. Another question I wanted to ask, like what got you guys into music? Because really, truly, like were you guys born in a hip-hop household? Like, what got you guys into, like, hip-hop and things like that?
I wasn't born into no music or anything, but I was surrounded by the music, especially doing the modeling and stuff. I was always surrounded by people in the industry regardless. Yeah. But I did do a lot of poetry. Like, I wrote a lot of poetry growing up. Like, I was big on, like, spoken word and all those things. So I would say it almost hand in hand, you know, rap is
a form of poetry, you know?
Yeah. You gotta write. You gotta be able to express what's going on in your mind and put it to paper, right?
Yeah.
So it kind of goes hand in hand in that sense.
And me, again,
she does piano.
Yeah. And I actually was more on, like growing up, I was more like on the classical side. I played piano like full out. You would think I would go to production after that, but I don't know. I've always, again, I've been around a lot of hip hop. I have four brothers. So, you know, I grew up in a house of listening to hip hop, rap, you know, most of that. And then growing up, my friends will be artists, going to studios, you know, my man's an artist, I'm going to studio with him, this and that. So, you know, like, it all just plays a factor into just us wanting to do it at the end of the day. Like, we came up with the idea on my birthday in 2020. And we're just like, hey, like, you know, because remember, TNT, we were models before, but then I stepped off the scene for about a year and a half. And Taylee was kind of, you know, running the TNT thing, and she was representing for us as models. Yeah. But then I'm like, you know, when I come back on the scene, like, we have to come back harder than we were before. Facts. You know, we got to come back different. And we're like, hey, like, we can rap. And at first we laughed about it right there, but then we're like, hold on, let's do this. Yeah, like, we can do this. We can do this.
That's dope. Then, that's dope.
Yeah. And then from our first studio session, we were hooked. And yeah.
Yo, that's dope. I applaud you guys for that, because you really got to find a lot of confidence within yourself to actually start record a song and put it out for the whole world to judge you. You know what I mean? So I tell artists, I always give artists applaud. I applaud them for the confidence, because this is not easy. As much people make it seem like it's easy, this is not easy. You know what I mean? There's even myself to put out this podcast. I have to find confidence to do a podcast. You know what I mean?
Anything that you have to be in the eye of, like,
The media,
it's very hard to do.
It's nerve-wracking.
To have an opinion, and it's all over the internet, so it's not like they're saying it to your face. So they're raw and uncut with it.
Yeah.
Just say whatever comes to their mind.
So how do you guys deal with the hate and the comments, the trolling on Instagram? How do you guys deal with that? Because it must be nerve-wracking to just see somebody saying, damn, it's just ass, trash. You know what I mean? How do you guys deal with all that?
You know, she's really built for this in that sense, because she's one of those persons that they don't care what you say. Like, she doesn't even read the comments half the time. I'll be like, you see the comments underneath it? She'll be like, I didn't even read the comments. Like, you know, like, she's one of those people. But like me, I had to really train myself to not react to the comments, because before, when I was just a model, there's not like a bunch of hating comments underneath my posts or anything like that. You know, it's usually good stuff. If somebody has a problem, like, it's usually personal, you know? So it's like, sometimes reading all these negative comments, like, you just want to type back to everybody, like, bitch, but it's like, you got to really just realize that it's just the internet.
Yeah.
Even if they don't even listen to your song, they're just going to type something just to try to be funny or this and that. Most of these comments are coming from like 15, 14 year olds in their mom's basement or something like that. Just commenting away just for the fun of it, you know? Yeah. So it's like, you really can't take it to heart. And then you got to pay attention to the good comments more than the hate comments.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
like, those are what counts.
That's who we're making the music for, the people that want to support us. So.
Yeah, just don't be right. You're definitely right about that. Yeah, just moving forward with my questions. Since you guys are like a female group, like, what female groups or female artists inspired you guys? Do you have like a favorite female artist that you guys look up to?
I wouldn't say that
one specifically.
Yeah, there's one specifically, but I would say that there's obviously artists that, you know, I play and I vibe to or whatever. I can definitely say Nicki. Yeah. You can't not say Nicki when it comes to female rap, you know? Like, she's like one of the queens of this shit. But
And her story is real great too.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
People like Foxy, Remy Ma, Trina,
Little Kim even was like in her day. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of
just the female rap scene in general, you know, is like, it's motivating.
Yeah.
Facts. You're not lying about that. Because the whole 2020, like, I felt like the female artists went harder than the guys. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, they dropping the hits after hits. Cardi B and Nicki Minaj and all these people.
Megan Thee Stallion, like,
the females really have a hold on this rap game right now.
Mulatto, you cannot mention Mulatto. She did her thing this year.
Yeah, no facts.
Yo, I gotta give it to you guys for sure. And one thing I realized about Toronto, Toronto doesn't have like a, they have female artists, but they don't have like a female hip hop rapper artist that's taking over the game. Shout out to Chroma, she's doing her thing. I'm gonna give props to everybody that's doing their thing in the city. But when it comes to the hip hop and the rapping thing, it's not like that's one. I feel like you guys are on the come up that could take that stage. You know what I mean?
That's what we're trying to do, you know?
Yeah.
The males, we have Drake, we have Tory, you know, out there. Yeah. But the females, there's no females that are really making a statement for Toronto that people can associate Toronto with. You know, people in the States, you tell them that you're from Toronto, they can associate it with Drake.
Drake
and Tory.
That's it. Yeah, you're right about that. So the lane is for taking, you know what I mean? It's an open lane for you guys. So
So that's exactly what we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to make a statement for Toronto, you know? Yep. We're trying to be those girls that you associate with Toronto, because we're the real Toronto. Yeah. Like, you know, we're raised here, like everything, like, you know,
that's our spot and we're coming for it. Like,
yeah.
facts. I gave it to you guys. I like the fact that you guys are making music that could kind of like, it could transcend to other cities, other regions. Like, they could play that shit in ATL, Atlanta. Yeah. You know what I mean? It could be bumping in the strip clubs type shit. So it's not like a Toronto vibe. Yeah, like type of shit. It could be bumping in London.
Yeah.
That's why I try to tell people, like, if you're trying to put out music, your shit gotta be like,
you gotta be able to listen to that everywhere.
Everywhere. It can't be like just no Toronto local shit. Your shit gotta be international type shit. You feel me?
Yeah, like a 1-2 times in our bars will like add like something that associates us with Toronto.
Of course.
But that's where we come from. Exactly. That we'll represent it, but we won't make the whole thing for Toronto.
Like, cause a lot of slings. Not everybody know these slings, Greasy and all these still. You know, not everybody know them shits.
Yeah. So
it's good that you guys, it's just facts. I keep it real. So it's good that you guys know that from the beginning of the stage of your career and you actually implementing that, you know?
Yeah.
And just moving forward with the questions and to add on to that previous question I just asked, I seen that you guys were in Atlanta doing your thing as well. So how was that trip in Atlanta?
It was lit. It was so worthwhile. Very productive. We made links out there. We ended up in places with big people and you know, it was all very worthwhile. Like
Atlanta was a real good trip. Atlanta's one of those places, there's opportunity in everywhere you turn. There's opportunity. You can bump into a whole bunch. We met a whole bunch of producers down there, like artists, like that are like live in Toronto. I mean in Atlanta. Like, you know, there's just opportunity everywhere. That's why we went down there with like over 1,000 business cards. You know,
we got
a lot of them, and we're just handing them out everywhere we go in the malls as we're walking by. Here, check us out. Yeah. Hold conversation for a little bit, get them to know us. And
and the thing about the States that I admire the most is that they are all on it. Like, they're all on their grind. They're all trying to, you know.
They're like, oh, you do this? I do this. Yeah, this is how we can collab.
Like, someone gives you a business card, you can exchange a business card. It's like they have one ready for you. Like, as soon as you give them a business card, it's crazy. Like, in Toronto, it's not really like that. You know, people are in the mall, and in the mall, they're shop, and that's it.
Yeah.
There is like, everyone's working. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's definitely what I was gonna ask you. I was gonna ask you what do you find is the difference between staying when you're in Atlanta and in Toronto? Do you find like the hustle is really harder over there?
And it's like nobody's looking down on you, you know, for what you do. Everybody wants to hear what you do and where you wanna go with it, etc. Yeah. Like, everybody's open to listening to you and really taking you in, you know, as opposed to Toronto. That's why they call us the Screwface Capital, right? Because it's like, you know what I mean? Sometimes, like, in Toronto, like, I would feel more comfortable approaching a girl in Atlanta more than a girl in Toronto, because, you know, like, it's just the energy. You can feel the energy. Yeah. It feels like hate in Toronto.
It just hate right off the bat. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. It's just the look. It's true. You're not lying about that. So Toronto is kind of like, people are kind of like, oh, fish, don't approach me, don't talk to me type shit.
Stick to themselves type thing.
I don't move like that. I support everybody that showed me love. You know what I mean? That's how I'm able to connect with you guys, because, you know, your team, they support me and I support them back. Like, let's keep this shit moving. You know, let's get the people know who you are. Let's push the network. It's all about network. It's all about who you know at the end of the day. You know what I mean? You'll be the hottest artist in the city. You have the biggest budget. But if you don't have that right connection that could put you in a different level, you're still gonna be, you know what I mean? So it's good to actually stay humble and connect as much as you can, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Clout and success are two different things at the end of the day. They could be the same thing, but could also be two very different things.
Nah, them shits don't pay no bills.
They don't. Facts. Exactly.
I'm glad you guys went out to actually went and connect and meet new people and pass out business cards like real artists. Because I try to tell artists, as much as you at the end of the day, you're a business, you feel me? Because you're trying to, you have to try to get customers, as many customers as you can, like collect these emails, have merch for you to sell them. So I noticed that you guys are on point with these things, having your merch, collecting emails, have your website. So that's a real thing. That's, I'm, you guys are like so official when it comes to that. That's
It's important, you know, because people see that you really take your craft seriously. Like you're not just on YouTube or whatever. Like you walk it, like just like when we're in Atlanta, instead of, you know, each other passing each other's phones, okay, follow me on Instagram, this and that, like here's all of our information. You can find our music, you can find our business, our lingerie line on it as well. Like you can find everything that you need to know about us through this business card right here. And that's, it's just a quick exchange.
And it's a way better way to go about things, because then they actually look at the business cards, like, you know, and they don't follow us for the wrong reasons. Because let's say a guy comes to talk to you, give them the business card. Now they have to look at each and every one of those things to figure out which one is me.
That's good. I'm glad you guys are on top of things and actually pushing for it, pushing your business forward and taking it real serious. So you guys like register for SoCan and things like that as well?
Yeah.
Okay, that's dope. You guys are on point with your shit. That's real shit. Yeah. So shout out to you guys. Shout out to the whole team behind you guys doing your thing for real. And also, so like, what was the first female hip hop song y'all heard? Like, are you guys more of you guys like hip hop in general? You got like the male hip hops and shit like that? What's the first female hip hop that I really like? Damn, I like that. Woman could do this too. You know what I mean? There has to be like one female song or one female artist that kind of like make you feel empowered. You know what I mean?
It was Nicki.
Definitely Nicki. Anybody
Picky was it for me.
100%. I was like in like grade 7, like screaming this stuff out, and it makes you feel amazing. Like you sing that stuff with confidence and you swear you're in this, like I was like in grade 7 thinking I'm like the baddest bitch around, I'm successful, no one can talk to me, this that, because she just builds that confidence through her music.
She put it on for a woman for sure. She's a legend. That's much people don't give her a prop. She's a real legend.
Old Nicki, when she first touched the scene, it was crazy. Like, it was crazy. Especially, like, I remember hearing Itty Bitty Piggy, and I used to make videos of myself rapping it, like, rapping the song. Like, it's crazy. Even now, like, I could go anywhere in a group of women, and the song comes on, and everyone's hype. Like,
Facts. Crazy. Glad to hear that, you know, because you have to find, because hip hop is kind of like it's a male dominant genre of music, you know, it's kind of like a sport. Everybody's so gangster and tough. You're like, I'm more gangster than you. Yeah. I got more money than you. You know, so it's kind of good to have a female to come in the game, empower the woman as well. So I'm glad you guys find that empowerment to Nicki Minaj. And you guys are trying to empower other women in the city as well, or other women in the world too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because
other women are going to start looking at you guys like, damn, if they doing it, I could do the shit too. I could hop in it.
Exactly.
I'm glad.
It's all about.
Facts. So what has been your biggest accomplishment so far as an artist?
My biggest accomplishment, I think, would be, for me personally, would be starting. Because I think that's the biggest accomplishment in itself. Like, actually going out there and releasing something. I'm putting a video to the audio and actually saying, okay, this is what I'm doing now. Support it. Like, that transition from just doing modeling to now being a rapper and, you know, writing music and pushing that music and getting people to play that music and actually enjoy the music is, like, a great accomplishment for me in itself, you know.
It's definitely the process. I like how consistent we are, you know.
Yeah, that's dope.
I think that's very, very important as new artists and as an artist, because I just feel like, you know, some people get on something, like I've seen girls, they'll drop a music video, like for their first music video, and then like you never hear about them for the longest time after that. And it's like, what was the point of the first one? You know what I mean? Like, where were you trying to go with this? You know? So I think being able to stay consistent and stay confident through it is a big accomplishment. Obviously, like if we're talking like real music wise, we have a lot of goals that we want to like get to.
Yeah.
We still need to be seen by a lot of people, you know. We got to work a lot harder than, like, if we were, like, in the States or something, because we're in Canada. And Canada is not really the entertainment country.
Not just that, but we're also females.
And
we started off as models. Like,
There's a lot of obstacles we have, but we got to work harder.
Yeah. Work three times as harder, because not only,
I think the biggest accomplishment is people just taking us seriously as artists now.
Yeah,
you know,
but
like that's really the biggest accomplishment, because I know even when we started, people were still like DMing us a lot, saying like, can you be in our videos?
Yeah.
And that has like decreased a lot now.
Yeah,
like since like then, and now the
people like, I don't do videos anymore, like I'm the music, you want
me in a video, pay for a feature. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are completely done with modeling now.
Only for our own videos.
Okay, say less, say
he
less.
He reached out to me, you know, yesterday.
Oh yeah?
And he was like, oh, we gotta redo Risotto Blanco and win another song.
Like,
and
no.
I'm like, no.
I'm a rapper. Yeah.
You gotta hit you up for a feature. You gotta hit you up for a feature now.
Yeah, like
a song together now. That would be a good look though. Since you guys were not that video did like 6 million views.
Yeah.
Since you guys did the whole song with you guys were models. That would be a good look to actually do a song with him as a feature. That would look good for you guys. It would be like, damn, you guys did the video, and boom, now you guys did a song with him. It'll be a good follow-up.
There's a lot of male artists in Toronto that have talent that, you know, would be good features with us. A lot of them have actually reached out to us. A lot of them have reached out to us to do songs with them, or saying you should be on a song with us, or this person or that person. But we're really trying to stay away from the male rap scene in Toronto.
Facts. At least you guys got your goals, y'all got your plan, you know what I mean? You guys
know
what's gonna work for you and what you're going for, you know what I mean? So
that's
a good look for sure. And also, just to follow up on that question, you guys kind of like took over the whole 2020, even there was COVID and all that, you guys took over that, you was putting out content like constantly and things like that. So what are some of the accomplishments that you guys are aiming in the near future, like for 2021 or moving forward? What are some of the accomplishments that you guys hope to accomplish?
I just hope to be heard by a lot more people in a lot more places. You know, I still don't think that we're getting the recognition that we deserve.
I think
that would be an accomplishment too, to just get even our city to just, like, you know, have our back.
To ride for us.
Yeah.
You know?
Literally, because we get the most hate from here.
Like,
really and truly, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, that would be a big accomplishment for just Toronto to just be like, you know what? Yeah, we fuck with them.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, say our name in a positive light in any room.
Yeah.
At that point, it doesn't even have to be in a room of opportunity, but in any room, bring up our names and say good things about us, like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's really important, you know, because as much as, you know, we say like, you got to get out of Toronto to make it out of Toronto, but your city, this is where it starts from, you know, if everybody in your city is showing you love and you're clouded up in your city and stuff, you know, people on the outside looking in, they say, okay, like, you know, they're a vibe. But if everybody's just hating just for the sake of hating or whatever, then it's like, you know, we really got to work even way harder to really push outside of our city now, you know.
Like, a lot of, like, Torontonians don't understand that. Like, even us, even, like, let's say a platform like 6buzz posts us, you know.
Yeah.
People looking in from other places, like the States, Atlanta, wherever the case may be, looking in and seeing negativity, like, it's not a good look for the city as a whole, like, you know.
Yeah.
We
look like we're divided.
Exactly. And like, no one wants to really associate themselves with people that are divided, that can't get it together by themselves. Like,
yeah,
no one wants a problematic situation. Like,
ever.
It would just look better as a whole, as a city, if everyone was just uplifting each other. But, you know, it's going to take time, obviously.
So. Yeah, you're definitely right about that. Well, one thing I realized about Canada, about artists in Canada. Most artists don't blow up in Canada. It's either they blow up in the States somewhere.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And then Canada starts to rock with them.
Yeah. Canada starts to rock with them. So do you guys ever feel like you have to do some collaborations with somebody in the States, whether it's a producer or an artist? Do you guys have any like that in mind?
We're working on that already.
You guys are out there. Okay.
Our album Pay to Play that we're dropping early this year has four features. Four special features of people like within the United States.
Okay.
You know, I think that's very important because I guess you draw in their fan base as well. Yeah. You know? So that's important for us. I mean, if Toronto's not gonna fuck with us, we're gonna get our fans from other places. Whichever way we're gonna make it, you know? Whichever way we're gonna make a way. So it's we've already had that in the works. Like that's yellow
that's
tape.
That's dope. At least you guys know the formula, you know. Sometimes you just gotta do what's working, you know, as much as you like, oh, Toronto this, you want Toronto love. But shit, if Toronto ain't giving you no love, you better go find some love somewhere else. Shit.
You gotta travel. You gotta travel. A lot of these artists that are even clouded up in Toronto,
they can't travel.
They can't travel. Not only can they, even if they can't, like, I know a lot of them, they probably can't travel to the States, but they don't even branch off to other places, you know, like when we look at our stats, we see we have fans in Germany, we see we have fans in the States, we have fans here and there. Like, you look at those things and you can also branch off to those places, you know.
Facts.
You go to the UK, go to Germany, go to wherever your fans are, go there, you know,
like the footwork. Like,
facts. You guys are doing the footwork and you guys are proving that. You guys are here to stay by being consistent with your work, consistent with the music and things like that. So I give it to you guys. That's why you guys are like, came from here to like all the way up there in short period of time, because you put in the work and the investments. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
That's a good thing for sure. And another question I want to ask you, I got two more questions before I let you guys go. I wanted to ask you guys, since I seen that Six Buzz is trying to do a thing where they can connect with academics and to put the spotlight on some Toronto artists, what was your take? Did you guys get a chance to watch this academics interview with Toronto artists?
I actually watched it yesterday. I was watching a little bit of it.
So what's your take on that, with academics coming to Toronto to interview Toronto artists? Do you find like it's a good thing or is it a bad thing for the city?
It's a good and a bad thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing and a bad thing. But it's a good thing because it brings light to the city. It shows that, you know, there are things going on over here, that we do have artists that are working. I think it gives us a platform, you know. I just feel like it's a bad thing at the same time, because a lot of the artists that are on academics aren't using the platform in a positive way. A lot of them are just focusing on the negative and everything that's going on in the city, in terms of politics, and not really in terms of like the music scene and what they need to be doing, what they're supposed to be doing with that platform.
Yeah, the conversations on academics from the interviews that I've seen, a lot of them, they're not structured, you know. It's more rah, 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 like, you're a goof, this, that, you did that, and da-da-da-da, who's a guy from not a guy, and et cetera. It's just a lot of Toronto politics instead of focusing on bringing Toronto out as a positive city, you know what I mean? I don't think they use the platform thing properly. I think academics needs some real representation of Toronto, especially in terms of the females, because I don't feel Chroma's is that. For Toronto. I don't think she should be up there speaking as first lady of Toronto or whatever. I just don't think that they used it to their best of their advantages. But we were saying that, like, there were artists on there that did come on there and did promote their music, like the Killy, I can't remember who else, but, you know, there's people that are on there that are actually
doing
what they're supposed to
be
doing.
Exactly.
100%. Facts.
But
facts. You definitely got it.
I don't think the multiple episodes of just guys just yelling at each other and trying to certify each other through this platform mm-hmm. was really beneficial for Toronto.
Yeah, and I cannot blame academics for that, because that is his content at the end of the day. That's mm-hmm. what his viewers want to see, you know? So
yeah,
he's going to give them that. Like, even if you pay attention to the conversation going on, when people do try to deter the conversation into, you know, let's talk about the music and stray away mm-hmm. from the politics and all the bullshit, it's always like he gears the attention towards the bullshit mm-hmm. and says, okay, you know what, hold on to the artist talking about the music, hold on. And focus is like, okay, yeah, so what do you think about da 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 da? Like, you know, he always like eggs it on.
Because obviously the bullshit is always more entertaining, yeah, right?
It's always what's up.
He's an entertainment blog. He's not there to really see what type of talents you guys have. To be entertained, you know? True. But again, like, when you're doing an interview, you as an artist, you're in control of a conversation. If all those like 6, 4, 5 guys that are in that chat all team up to say, no, let's talk about the music in Toronto and da 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 da.
It would have been,
you guys overpower him at this point, and you're now taking his platform and using it to your benefit.
Yeah.
Rather than just falling into the trap of exactly what he wanted you to do.
Yeah. You know? But I mean, I hope for, you know, the sake of Toronto that people are watching it and they do take the good that even if it's a little bit, I hope that, you know, they take it from what is going on in the conversations and mm-hmm. maybe search up these artists and get to know them and their music, and you know mm-hmm. something good comes out of whatever it is.
Yeah.
You're right about
we
that.
We still want a spot on academics. We still want our time to, you know.
Yeah, when your time has come for sure. You're right about that. So I'm not gonna hold you up, going with you guys off for too long. So what's your message to your fans? I don't even like to call them fans. I like to call them supporters. What's your message to supporters, you know?
Rock with us.
Yeah.
You know, we're here for the greater benefit of our city, you know, not just Toronto, our Toronto fans, but to our city, we just want to say, you know, rock with us, like have faith in us, because we got so much more coming. As you guys can see, we're working, you know, we're getting better and better by the day. So,
yeah,
you know, have faith in us. Let's do something big for the city. Let's have something represent this city. Some females represent this city, you know, let's
support us, rock with us, ride for us, like
ride for us. Yeah,
the thing where we're gonna ride for you, because you know.
Yeah, pretty much. And for our supporters outside of thing, same thing. Rock with us, stay with us, and keep up to date with us. We're always gonna be giving you guys more. We'll always do better each time. Learn from the criticism, you know, and yeah. But thank you also, like, you know, to the people that have been
supporting us and have been there.
Exactly.
All the positivity that's been spread and sharing. Just little things like sharing our videos when they drop.
We really appreciate that.
Liking it, viewing it.
Commenting.
The smallest things. Like, we're so thankful for it. You know, it all adds.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we don't do a mill views yet. We don't do hundreds of Ks or views yet or anything. We're definitely going to get there, but... You know, even those, even one view counts.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, like, even if we had one person watching us, you know, that one person still matters, and we'll still keep doing it for that one person, you know?
Okay, say less. That was dope. And for my last questions, right, we've been going to a lot, mental health issues right now. A lot of people, because of COVID, a lot of places been closed. People don't find inspiration nowhere. They're not staying positive. And because they don't know what's going to happen when it comes to this whole COVID shit, especially like clubs closing, people not even able to express themselves anyways, right? So what advice would you guys like to share with your supporters, with anybody that's going to watch this video? What advice would you like to share with them on how to keep going and staying positive the way you guys have been doing? Because you guys have been staying positive and killing this shit right now. You guys traveling, like, you guys have been really... keep going hard. So what advice would you like to share with them?
My advice would be to just focus on the things that are going well. You know, it might not be a lot. It might be just, you know, you have food in your fridge, like little things like that. Just whatever small thing you could focus on that and keep pushing through. Because at the end of the day, COVID it fucked up a lot of things, but it's gonna end one day, right? You know, like we'll
get through it.
Life will get better eventually.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, find something positive to come out of COVID. Like, we got wrapped out of COVID, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, it might have stopped everything else, but it started this. And look how far we've gone, you know? So,
yeah.
Just find something to focus on and go all the way with it. This is the time to start your business. This is the time to focus on something that you've always wanted to do. Start a YouTube channel. Do whatever it is that you thought you had no time for. Whatever the case may be. Even if it's, like, going to check in on family or anything at all,
you know,
focus on that and put all your energy towards that, because if you're busy, if your mind is busy, you have no time to focus on the negative.
For sure. And when everything is normal, usually people don't have time for these things try to figure out like what they're doing, what they're going to do next. So just take that time and focus it into something. Explore your mind, expand your mind, you know. Think of ideas, think of things to do when COVID is over or whatnot, or things that you want to start now, so that when COVID is over, you have a new pathway of life, you know? Like, it's just
read a lot. Pray. Pick up some books.
Read.
Yeah.
Pray.
Write. Writing is very fundamental. Like, even when you read, like, sometimes you got to write out things that you learned or things that you thought of through the day, like, constantly writing. Let out your emotions, like.
And also for the people that are, like, afraid to obviously, like, maybe they have, like, a grandmother at home or somebody that, you know, and they really have to stay antisocial because of this COVID thing. Like, try to find ways to stay social or connect or find somebody that you can talk to if you're going through something, you know. Don't go through whatever you're going through alone, you know. Just stay strong. We're going to get through it. It's going to be done soon. There's always something, right?
There's always a light at the end of the tunnel, pretty much, right?
And if you ever need to talk, you know, you could DM me. I'm always reply when people say, like, you know, they're going through things. Always.
Say less, say less, say less. It was nice having you guys on the show. Before I let you guys go, let them know where they could find you, like your Instagram, your YouTube, your Spotify, your website, or whatever it may be, so everybody could kind of like check into y'all shit. You feel me?
Okay, no problem. Our group info is TNT Ladies on everything. TNT Ladies, two eyes on Instagram, Spotify, all social networks, Twitter, TikTok, TNT Ladies. Our personals, my personal Instagram is 3_Killatine.
And mine is, and mine is Taylee G, that's TAAYL3E.G.
Also, we also have a lingerie boutique, you know, for the guys that want to buy sexy stuff for their girls to wear. It's called Touch and Tease Boutique. That's our boutique. Make sure you guys support that. Again, that's another Black-owned business. So.
Get dope. Say less. Say less. I'm definitely going to check that out. Get some for the wifey. For real. For real.
Okay. Make sure. I'm looking out for it.
Say less. It was nice to have you guys on here. Like I said, I see you guys been doing your thing. Keep doing your thing. Keep pushing. Keep going hard. Keep going crazy with the visuals. Keep investing in your craft. Keep learning the business. Keep networking with people. Keep doing your thing, man. I really appreciate you guys coming on here and chopping it up with me. You feel me?
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate that.
No problem. Have a good night, all right?
You too.
Bye.